the way that the plane is built, you would think that he either has his own bathroom or, of course, has access to that first class bathroom, right?
Right.
Which means for him to come all the way back to the poor bathroom, it was an emergency.
Listen, you can't shit in the rich toilet. Okay, Douglas, you got to go in back. You got to make the stink back there.
And so
these people paid good money up here.
So then I'm resting easy because I'm like, okay, even if that was a pilot and he took like a 20-minute some break from being in the cockpit, we're good now. And so I put on a podcast. I have my Sony XM4, so I've got that surround sound in my ear, noise canceling. I can't hear any babies. I'm in a good place. And I even doze off a bit. I wake up. I don't know how much time has passed. I'm also very tired. It's very early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I wake up. I don't know how much time has passed, but I see this man again. And I was like, no. Like, you gonna have to boo-boo on yourself because we need to land safely.
Did you see him coming back again, or did you wake up and he was finished going back to the front?
No, I saw him coming back again. And so now I'm up there just sweating. I'm like, who? Flying can't be this easy. Like,
yeah, because if not, what the hell am I not a pilot right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. And so then
if you can take 30-minute breaks while doing it.
So then the same person that I looked at before, I look at it again, and I'm like, was that the same? Was that the same? And he's like, yes. And so we're both just sort of flabbergasted. We're both just like, what is he going through in there? Because here's the thing. I had the Chili's, and I'm fine. Like I had the Chili's breakfast. I had the whatever, like basic breakfast they do. I got bacon. I got scrambled eggs with toast and some potatoes. And I was fine. So I don't know what he had to order. He must have begged them for like the actual enchilada soup or whatever they don't do until noon.
Yeah.
Like, please, I need this. And so
I need them Southwest egg rolls. I need them now.
Yeah. So then my man
got some later on from last night. Heat them up. Nuke them. Throw them on here. I got a flight. I got to get to Kalamazoo.
Because I don't know what he ordered, but his plate didn't look like my plate. And he had three plates. I had one plate. This man had three plates.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so then I'm like, I'm really contending. I'm like, really, like, okay, if something go wrong and this is how I go out, let me not be sitting here wondering if my pilot is gonna die on the toilet. You know, let me just do what I want to do with these last moments. So I put on that new J. Cole album, and yeah. I just sort of waited it out. I just went back to my music and was, you know, in a good head bopping place, right? And the man comes out of the bathroom again. And this time, and I feel bad for laughing because as you get old, the older you get, the less funny it is. But he comes out of the bathroom and just slightly, it wasn't dramatic. It was, I was probably one of three people that noticed. But you know how he's using he's using his like hands on the overhead beds and everything. Mm-hmm. My man still tripped. Now he didn't trip hard. He didn't fall. But he still tripped a little bit, and we're like, this man is going to die. Like, you don't need a doctor to sit next to you because this is brutal. And then he went to the front, and then, you know, we go through the rest of the flight, we land, and everyone is getting their stuff and everything. You know that part of the flight where, like, all humanity crumbles and people just like run to the overhead bin and get in the line, even though they can't.
There are no rules or regulations or anything anymore.
Yeah. So with that, okay, and this would hit harder if we. There's gonna come a day where we're in a studio where we're actually together and you can see me do a thing. Because right now I don't think I can do it justice. But you know that ending moment of a flight where you're getting off, you got your luggage, you're walking off, and the pilot is like, "Have a good day, flight attendant. Have a good day. Have a good day." All that stuff. Flight attendant is like, "Have a nice day. You know, enjoy your day. Whatever." And I look into the cockpit and I see my man just double over looking at his knees.
Oh, no.
So it was the pilot, and I have no idea. I thought they had their own bathroom, but I guess it makes sense that they either have to use the first class or the back of the...
Yeah, because I've seen them come out before and use the front bathroom, but I've never seen them walk to the back to blow it up. Like, I see them, you know, popping it out, but...
Yo.
Oh, God. Which that almost feels like, listen, I can't have all the attendants and my co-pilot smell what I'm about to do.
Let me
so I need to go to the back.
I need to go to the back with the people who are too cheap to pick a seat. They earned this.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have a drunk pilot than one with food poisoning. Because someone who is drunk is going to try really hard to not seem drunk. You know, they're going to be like, "Ooh, okay, eyes in the sky, baby. You know, keep the level. You know, keep it focused." Someone with food poisoning is only thinking about that. And at a point, he's going to wish he was dead. You know, a drunk pilot's going to be like, "Oh, let me just get us there. I need to just get there, and then I'll lay down."
Okay. How about this?
Yeah.
Whether you're a drug pilot or a pilot with food poisoning, you're still doing those deep breaths. You're still like,
"Oh, yeah." Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're still sweaty. You know.
Oh, man.
You're still acting like you're fine.
Yeah, people asking you, I'm good.
Just being the co-pilot, the next thing you hear, like, You okay, Mark?
Because here's the thing. I left this out to the end, but while he was in there the first time, I can't speak for everyone else in the back. But me and the person that I was making the, like, you know, mouthing, the whispering with,
yeah,
we both heard exactly, while he was in there the first time, exactly one moan. And it was like, it was the type of moan that, like, wasn't funny. Because you know how sometimes somebody will be in the bathroom and they'll do something or say something, or they'll like make a noise, and it's so quick that it's just funny. This was just sad. It was too much. It was like, oh.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, I'm glad you made it. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. That's good.